What is that tune? It's a standard, but not a jazz standard. It's certainly a classic, but not classical. You can stop screaming now. Most people who have ever played a video game recognize that immediately as the soundtrack of your adventures inside the Mushroom Kingdom. Mario and Luigi taking on Bowser, escaping down the green pipes on their way to rescuing Princess Peach. Video game music, and that from Super Mario Brothers, is increasingly being acknowledged as a rich, young genre, hybrid film music and dance music with some new twists. A movie scene stays the same, but game music has to work however a scene turns out. And at the first North American conference this week of ludomusicologists, it's such a new name they still don't know if they want to use it, conferees gathered with an excitement they say comes from watching the birth of a brand new art form. Stephen Rialli is an assistant professor of music at Youngstown State University, and he helped organize this first-of-its-kind conference.
The most interesting thing about video game music is the sense in which it is typically interactive. So if you think of a common film score, you can always expect the movie to be the same every time you watch it. So if you're writing music for a film, the music is going to be the same every time you watch it. Whereas if you're playing a game and you have decisions to make and choices to make, then composers has a challenge, which is to make sure that the score that he or she composes is going to be able to sync up with indeterminate actions on your part.
So that means, the score is not a piece of music like you would normally think about it. It's actually a kind of modular set of units that have to be able to fit together in an infinite number of ways.
In many cases, that's absolutely correct. And we discussed over the weekend different approaches to this, how you might be able to put those modules together, or how you might create a video game that actually chafes against the modular nature of its score.
Well, let's get some examples. What's an example of a score that works really well in this kind of infinite harmony sort of setup?
Well, I looked at a game called Dyad recently. And in this particular game, each action that the player does is associated with a particular kind of musical cue. And the levels are entirely randomly generated so that each time you play through it, you're going to have a different musical score come out of it. It would actually be impossible to produce the same piece of music twice.
And is the idea here not to make the game feel old to the user on some level?
I think in that case, it's to really experiment with the nature of interactivity and how that can produce a score. This is actually a pretty old idea. In the 1950s, for example, John Cage was working with scores that were modular and experimental and would change every time. So this isn't exactly a brand new feature of video games. In fact, you can even look back at Mozart, who composed a composition that would work out. You roll a die that selects what measure you're going to play, and then that sequence puts together some composition that will be the same every time.
Is there something about a video game theme that, while interacting with the play of a game, makes it more memorable, sort of brands it into your brain in a different kind of way? And how do you come up with a theme without really distracting from the game itself?
There are different aspects. Some games actually want the music to argue against what you're playing with. So I wrote about a game called Katamari Damacy. Where the different musics in this game transform an original theme, and at one level actually transform it in a way that distracts the player and kind of makes the level a little bit more difficult to complete.
So in some ways, the shooting games, the popular games like Call of Duty or something, are really much more like traditional film scores in that they're just supplementing action that's taking place and are very, very much below the radar in terms of the gamer.
Well, I think that what you're talking about is genre, and you can compare the genre of games to things like genres in film or genres in music. So you have your big studio and your summer blockbuster hits that are huge productions with major set pieces and that are supposed to be dazzle the viewer. And then you've got small indie outlets making low-budget films that are supposed to be appealing to a much more artistic set. So I think you've got the same kind of spectrum in video gaming as you do in film or music or any of the other arts.
So in terms of the future of musicians, you or some of your students might want to move into this area and actually do composition?
Yeah, you bet. In fact, I already do have a student who's making music in video games. He has a game that is either already out or is going to be coming out soon on the Wii U that he wrote the score for. So actually, I think if you talk to a lot of people, maybe in their teens and 20s, being able to write music for a video game could be the one thing that they want to do.
And thinking back on your sort of video game life, are there themes that stand out to you just purely as pop tunes, as hits?
Yeah, on my playlist, I do have a few video game soundtracks that I just like to listen to by themselves. So the soundtrack to Rayman Origins is fantastic. Super Mario Galaxy is fantastic. These are just great pieces of music.
And you literally just put them on and walk around?
Yeah.
That's terrific. What do you think this does to the whole idea of, you know, musicology? Is this genre becoming mature enough to be like the emergence of other genres in Mozart's time, in Beethoven's time?
Well, I think the fact that we can have a conference like this and get media attention for an academic conference, which is pretty much unheard of, tells us that there is something here and that there's a market for this, there's a demand for this, and that ultimately video games are going to be taken seriously. I think about the nature of film in the early part of the 20th century, which was just treated as something of a technological trifle. It's interesting, but it will never be true art. 100 years later, it's really hard for us to imagine that anybody thought film would never be art. And I think the same is happening with video games. When Roger Ebert spoke on video games back in 2005, he said they will never be art. They will never be able to be artistic elements in the way that film is, for example. So it's really ironic because 100 years before, you had theorists making the same claims about film.
Stephen Reale is assistant professor of music at Youngstown State University and the lead organizer of the North American Conference on Video Game Music. Thanks, Stephen.
Thanks so much.
I'm David Remnick, host of the New Yorker Radio Hour. There's nothing like finding a story you can really sink into that lets you tune out the noise and focus on what matters. In print or here on the podcast, the New Yorker brings you thoughtfulness and depth and even humor that you can't find anywhere else. So please join me every week for the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.